Welcome to Lugano Pico Sunari online service on Palm Sunday, which is 28th of March 2021. I'm Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. I'm not sure how the weather may have been in your place over the last couple of weeks, but until in the midst of this week, our city Sydney and the state New South Wales in Australia experienced of severe weather conditions because of heavy rainfall and flood. So I would like to ask you to pray for people in flood-affected areas, and also for frontline workers and the chaplains from 15 different faiths. You guys who watch this online service, I hope you are all safe and well. And I pray that you may experience of the presence of God, His grace and love, His mercy and healing touch, now and wherever you are. Before I move on to the next part of the service, I quickly make an announcement regarding Good Friday and Easter services here at Lugano Pico Sunari. Here is an invitation video.
Okay. We need some really great ideas for Easter this year. Go! Me first. We do an Easter egg hunt, but to make it more challenging, we use tripwire.
Tripwires. Hey, what about this? Dollar bills in every Easter egg.
Hello! How about this? $10 bills in every Easter egg, huh?
What's my name? Alexander Hamilton!
Hey, we're not going to give away our shot.
Speaking of shot, I know a guy who knows a guy whose neighbor owns a cannon. We shoot the Easter bunny out of the cannon into a giant inflatable Easter basket. Okay, pastor preaches his entire sermon while suspended in midair.
We pay the movie trailer guy to read the liturgy.
We rent a dunk tank that doubles as a baptismal.
Lay AstroTurf over our entire parking lot.
Everybody loves AstroTurf.
Wire ropes that glow in the dark.
Confetti cannons instead of amen.
A laser show totally in pastel.
Hey, y'all have any trash?
No trash. Just a treasure trove of great ideas.
This is going to be the biggest Easter yet.
What's bigger than Jesus raised from the dead?
I am so sorry. We've wasted your time.
And I thought gnomes were the grumpy ones.
For your information, there will be online services as well as live worship on Good Friday at 9:30 a.m. and Easter at 10:15 a.m. I would encourage you to invite your family and friends to join with us to reflect on the meaning of Good Friday and also to celebrate together the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In our worship today, as Palm Sunday, we think about Jesus who entered Jerusalem and the final week of his life. This worship service marks the beginning of Holy Week as Jesus began his journey to the cross. So as we are led in this experience of the beginning of the Holy Week, let us ponder. Ponder the meaning of Jesus' entry to Jerusalem and reflect upon what he has shown us and what he has done for us. Let us begin our service by prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we have come to celebrate your power and to give thanks for your glory. We have come to praise you for Jesus Christ and for his coming to share in our lives. We praise you for the joy of Palm Sunday. We thank you that he comes as the Prince of Peace. We praise you that Palm Sunday was like his coronation, but we remember that the crown he wore was made of thorns. We thank you for the man who lent him the donkey and for the disciples who trusted his word. We praise you for everyone who shouted Hosanna. And we thank you for Jesus, the cause of their praise. Lord, forgive us when our worship is not filled with joy and celebration. Forgive us that our lives are not flooded with thankfulness. Forgive us that our lips and our lives give you so little praise. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, help us to praise you everywhere and every day and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue to worship God, let us sing a hymn or listen to the first song, Hosanna.
Good morning. This is Sam. The Bible reading this morning comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. As he approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at the doorway. As he untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered, as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jerusalem and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, or other spread branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since he was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord.
At the start of Passover, Jesus rides into the city of Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. Large crowds gather around and follow him. People spread cloaks on the road. Others spread leafy branches cut from the field. The people shouted, "Hosanna," which means "Save us." While this was a seemingly simple procession, one way of describing this processional is as a counter-protest that resisted Roman Empire rule over Israel in those days. In fact, Passover is a time when the people of Israel remembered protesting and challenging authority under the Pharaoh of Egypt, and when God saved the people from oppression. What is the significance of Jesus' procession during Passover? The crowds that create a parade of honor for Jesus as he entered Jerusalem call out for salvation. In their understanding of how the world worked, this had to come from a king. But Jesus is not royal in this sense. His salvation comes without glees and glamour, without decrees and the need for revelation. Although they are looking to the right person, the crowd is looking for the wrong thing. Imagine, you were in the crowd that day as Jesus entered Jerusalem. How would you have felt? When are we like the crowd, looking for salvation in places that are not going to bring about any kind of deliverance? Let us reflect on these questions today.
Lord, with all
Sometimes it is easy to misread people's actions. That all arm waving is an expression of excitement. That all laughter is the laughter of happiness. That all tears are tears of sorrow. That all shouting is the shouting of triumph and victory. And not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. In today's gospel reading, we see the whole city of Jerusalem adoring Jesus. They cut down palm branches and sing hosannas and call him their king. See John 12:19. The Pharisees complain that the whole world has gone after Jesus. Indeed, it looked like everyone, but they were hoping into the Jesus movement. First, the Jews of Jerusalem, who heard that Jesus was in Bethany, went to see him, and also to see Nazareth, who Jesus had raised from the dead. Then as Jesus started toward Jerusalem, he was joined by all the pilgrims making their way up to the city for the festival. These were Jews from other places of Judea, such as Galilee, and they knew Jesus. So they cut down palm branches and cried out, Hosanna, save now, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then as they drew near to the city, those who had seen Nazareth raised from the dead started to spread news. And soon everyone was coming out of the city to see Jesus. The city had Jesus' fever. He was the talk of the town. Every shop owner would ask his customers and saying, did you see this Jesus? No, but I heard that he raised the guy in Bethany from the dead. Yeah, I saw him. It was like a parade. Do you think he has a chance against the Romans? I don't know. What is strange about Palm Sunday is how quickly the parade of Jesus the King turns into the anguish of Jesus as he carries his cross to the hill of Calvary. How quickly the crowd shouts change from Hosanna to crucify him. The way of triumph is the first steps on the way of the cross. Jesus knew before the crowd started shouting Hosanna what it would lead up to. He knew that they expected something that he was not, a military leader, to help them break loose of the Roman Empire. So to make his point clear, Jesus picked the colt of a donkey. No man of war would pick such an animal. Jesus wanted to show the people that he was a man of peace. As he rode up to the city of Jerusalem, knowing full well that the same people who proclaimed him king would shout, crucify, the following week. Which of the two was more painful for him? Along the whole way to the cross, our text doesn't say that Jesus cried, but the Gospel of Luke tells us that as Jesus approached the city of Jerusalem that day, he wept. God had made a special day for Jerusalem, when Jesus would come as her Messiah. Psalm 118, from which the crowd was singing Hosanna, says, this is the day that the Lord has made. The psalm was not talking about any beautiful morning, but the day when Messiah would come. Remember back with me to the time of King David. David was the first one to unify the tribes of Israel and decided to build his capital city in neutral territory between the northern and southern tribes. So he captured the hilltop city of Jerusalem. After his warring days were over, David decided to build a house for the Lord. But God said back to David, "Would you build a house for me to dwell in? I'll make you a house, a dynasty." God promised that from the seed of David, he would establish his throne forever. But it only took two generations before the kingdom of Israel was split between rival factions. And then, beginning with the Babylonians, and through each successive era, Jerusalem was controlled by the major world powers of the day. But God kept reminding the Jews through the prophets that the Messiah would come, that there would be an everlasting king on the throne of David. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, the people cut down palm branches and waved them and shouted out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This verse is from Psalm 118. And it was well known to the Jewish people because every year at the Feast of Tabernacles, they would recite this verse. Each year, the Jews would build the shelters out of palm branches and live for 7 days in them to remind themselves of how God had brought them out of Egypt through the wilderness. They camped out to remind themselves of how God had saved them. This verse from Psalm 118 was added to the festival to remind them that even as God had saved them out of Egypt through Moses, he was going to save them out of their present troubles through another like Moses, the Messiah. The people of Israel recognized Jesus as this Messiah when he entered Jerusalem, waving their Feast of Tabernacles palm branches and shouting out their Messiah, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They knew that Jesus was the Messiah. It was clear to them who he was after they had seen the miracles that he had done. But their teachers and rulers led them astray. And who were they, as uneducated and poor, to argue with the chief priests and rulers of the synagogue? The people knew the Bible like we know Christmas carols and advertising slogans. But the religious leaders should have known the scriptures much better. They should have been the ones leading the people to Jesus instead of away from him. This day that we call Palm Sunday was a day for praise. What was so important about this day? That if there was not worship, the stones would break their silence and praise Jesus. Of course, there were many other days when Jesus had come to Jerusalem and the stones didn't let out a bit. What made this trip so special? There were many other days when Jesus was not being praised at all. There was something very special about this time and place that required joyful praise. Jesus called Palm Sunday this your day. It was a special day meant for the peace of Jerusalem. You see, this was the day that the whole Old Testament points to, the day of the long promised Messiah. For you see, God had foretold about this day long before. Even in the very psalm that the people were chanting, David says in Psalm 118:24, saying, "This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it." David was a man after God's own heart. He was asking God to show him how to be righteous. David knew that he couldn't do it on his own, and God showed him. I think that God showed David a vision of Jesus, perhaps on this very day, entering into Jerusalem. This is the day that the Lord has made. The day when the Messiah would ride into Jerusalem and set his people free, not only from their oppressors, but from their sins. The gate of righteousness. You see, David was not talking about just any day, but the day when Christ would come. And Daniel had prophesied even more clearly. He said that 69 weeks of years would pass from the time of the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the coming of the Messiah. Nehemiah reported clearly the very day the command came in 445 BC. If we search the Old Testament, there are hundreds of prophecies concerning about the Messiah. Some Jewish rabbis count 456 passages about the Messiah, and every one of them was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Lord has also made a day for each of us. Just as clearly as the Messiah was written of as coming for the Jews, we know that Jesus is coming again. And on that day, those who believe him will be caught up into the sky to join with him. But if you would go with him, you must be ready. The Lord has made a day for each of us to give our hearts to him. It is possible that as you stand here in church singing Hosanna, that Jesus is weeping because you haven't given your heart to him. He weeps because he loves you and he knows that you will never be what he created you to be until you give your heart. The world alternates between love and hate of Jesus Christ. They admire the miracle workers and the saints. They respect the teaching of Christ and the work of the church. They talk about the same ideas of love and peace, but they cannot agree that Jesus is the way. They claim that the ideas must give way the realities of life, that their way is better than God's way. Everyone loves Jesus as long as he stays safely at the head of the parade. As long as he stays safely in the church, a reminder to be good, but not a threat to our own goals. But Jesus is not just a figurehead. He is Lord. He is the Messiah sent from God to save us from our sins. He is the gate of righteousness through whom we must go to know God. The world tries to tell us to be quiet about him, but truly, if we are silent, the rocks will cry out because this is the day of salvation. Remember, Jesus' entry to Jerusalem, the road to Jerusalem was the first step toward the cross. The suffering of Christ led to the glory of the resurrection. Where do you stand on this Palm Sunday? Do you praise Jesus because you long for his victory and blessing? Or do you give your heart to him even his way is not the way you may have expected to follow? The Lord has made a day for each of us. Just as clearly as the Messiah was written of as coming for the Jews, we know that Jesus is coming again. And on that day, those who believe him will encounter with him. Amen. Let us sing, hear, or listen to the next song, and Can It Be?
Dying for me. My name is Melifinau. I am doing a prayer for the people. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, here we are, Lucano Pictures Uniting Church. Join with those who went ahead and those who followed you. All shouted together and said, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. The stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, we uphold our church requests and thanksgiving to your mighty hand, your authority and almighty power of healing and care. We pray for the success of Mercy Church this afternoon and for people from the community to come along. Give strength to the organizers. Let them enjoy your mission. We pray for your presence. We pray for Richard Hanna, for your healing power, for a fast recovery, and of peace to take control. Shelter him with your wings of calm and comfort. Thank you for the success of his operation. We pray for Debbie's ongoing treatment and for a minimum side effect. We pray for Manly Music family as they enjoy their time together. Lord, we prepare our hearts as we are into the week before Easter week. Lord, we pray for our country as it continues to recover from this week's floods and the families that have lost their homes and loved ones. Lord, we pray for your mighty hand to reach out to Ellen Fitness, paramedic friend's friend, a lady with a lung disease who will need a lung transplant. Heal her. We pray for both the paramedic and the lady with the lung disease to know God and their lives and feel his love for them. Lord, remember Joseph River Presbytery. Let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and make the direction. Lord, we remember our church missions to be success and be pleasing to you. Sovereign Lord, give us a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Always wake up morning by morning. Waken our ears to listen like one being instructed. Sovereign Lord, open our ears. Help us and we will not be disgraced and not be ashamed. Lord Jesus, in our relationships with one another, may we have the same mindset as yours, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used to your own advantage. Rather, you made yourself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, be made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, you humbled yourself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted you to the highest place and gave you the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that you alone, Jesus Christ, is Lord, to the God of glory, the Father. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. You are our God, and we will praise you. You are our God, and we will exalt you. Thank you, Lord. For you are good, your love endures forever. In your name alone, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
These are a few announcements today. The first mass church will be held this afternoon at Ever Park, Lugano. And the weather looks good, and the theme is Cambridge Hunt. And I just hope, you know, we'll have fun this afternoon. Remember, our mass church is held on the fourth Sunday of the month, and the next one is on Sunday, 25th of April. And again, join with us for Good Friday service at 9:30 a.m. and Easter Sunday at 10:15 a.m. Especially on Easter Sunday, there will be, as usual, Easter egg hunt and more. And remember, daylight saving time ends next Sunday, which is on Easter Sunday, 4th of April, so your clocks needs to be turned backward 1 hour. To attend Sunday service here at 10:15 a.m., everyone needs to register with a bearer bull via phones or email. This is a blessing. The road has been long. You have seen much on this journey, but it is not time to quit. There is much to be done. Go in peace, dear people of God. Go ready to proclaim with your lives that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Go to offer God's love and peace to all. Amen. This is an end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation in today's service. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you on Good Friday and Easter. Thank you.
Okay, we need some really great ideas for Easter this year. Go! Me first. We do an Easter egg hunt, but to make it more challenging, we use tripwires.
Tripwires. Hey, what about this? Dollar bills in every Easter egg.
Hello! How about this? $10 bills in every Easter egg, huh?
What's my name? Alexander Hamilton!
Hey, we're not going to give away our shot. Shot.
Speaking of shot, I know a guy who knows a guy whose neighbor owns a cannon. We shoot the Easter bunny out of the cannon into a giant inflatable Easter basket! Okay, pastor preaches his entire sermon while suspended in mid-air.
We pay the movie trailer guy to read the liturgy.
We rent a dunk tank that doubles as a baptismal.
Lay AstroTurf over our entire parking lot.
Everybody loves AstroTurf.
Wire ropes that glow in the dark.
Confetti cannons instead of amen.
A laser show totally in pastel.
Hey, y'all have any trash?
No trash.
Just a treasure trove of great ideas.
This is going to be the biggest Easter yet!
What's bigger than Jesus raised from the dead?
I am so sorry. We've wasted your time.
And I thought gnomes were the grumpy ones.